time to have a little fun. I've got Patrick Gray with me. He's part of the Living Water Smart crew at a Power and Water initiative. Hey, buddy, how are you?
Good morning, Mel. How are you today?
Good, thanks. Are we going to walk the line today?
We're absolutely going to walk the line.
We're going to have to give a little bit more information other than the fact that we're both Johnny Cash fans and we wanted to play the song this morning, but it's got to do with our irrigation systems.
Absolutely. So we've just sort of coined up a new catchphrase about walking the line. So when you turn that irrigation back on, if it might be the first time after the wet season, it's a bit dry out there now, so people are starting to turn their irrigation on. So if you turn your irrigation on, you should walk the line and check for leaks.
That's right, because you never know what's happened when those irrigation sort of lines get dry. They might crack in places if they're a little old. If you've got jerk dogs like me, Cookie loves to chew on things, so you might have a little teeth mark there that's letting water out, so walk the line.
Absolutely. So one of the colleagues the other day did exactly that, walked the line, found a split in the pipe, and a sprinkler head off.
So. Oh, right. Now, this is how you will not only save water but save cash.
Absolutely. And Johnny Cash.
We are killing it today. So you need to walk the line.
Absolutely. And do that regularly, not just once a year. Just do that every once a month.
Yeah, just to make sure that you don't have cracks, that you are not letting water go to waste and that you're not letting your hard-earned Johnny Cash go down the drain with that water. Now, it's been a really hot and kind of dry wet season, right? Whinge, whinge.
Yes, yes. And most people would probably know from the bomb what those statistics are, but I'm going to read a couple, though.
Go on.
So the rainfall has been 38% of long-term average across the territory in January. So that's the driest since 2013.
Wow.
And more specifically, we've received at the airport 363 millimetres. So the long-term average up to this point is around 429 millimetres. So we're a little bit lacking there as well. And that rainfall can be attributed to the last week of January, so there's quite a bit of a downburst then. So it's been a relatively hot, and our Darwin temperature's been about a degree above average.
Mm.
And elsewhere across the territory, it's been a couple more degrees, so it's been very, very, very hot, as people would know.
Do we need to start worrying about sort of the dry season that's coming and how much water will be available?
At the moment, the dam is 78%. Full.
How full should it be at this time of year?
Last year was 100%.
Okay, right.
So it's a little bit different.
Yeah.
A little different this year, yes.
Yeah. Okay, so.
But the monsoon, we're hoping for that monsoon to still come back, as the bomb says. It's on a monsoon break. Is that some sort of like a vacation?
It's taking a mini break. It's just out to sea, doing its thing, having a little staycation before it comes back, hopefully.
Absolutely. At work, I might say I'm going to have a monsoon break.
That's right. Who could have? I don't know whether your boss, I certainly know my boss wouldn't allow that, but we might give it a go. It's the precedent. It's been set already.
Absolutely. It's a technicality now that we can, it's a loophole.
So we need it back though, don't we? We need that monsoon, definitely.
So they do say March, they're hoping for it to come back.
Okay, excellent. So until then, we need to be water smart.
Yeah, absolutely. So at the moment, some people may or may not have turned the irrigation back on. Bashing the mic.
That's okay. Amateur.
That's right. I'm swinging all over the place here.
So people may or may not have turned on their irrigation.
So so the good way of doing it, and this is what I do at my place the other day, I've just turned my irrigation back on, but what happened is I was walking around looking at the plants late in the afternoon and they're still looking a little bit droopy. Mm. So normally in the heat of the day, some plants will look a little bit droopy, and then in the evening time they'll perk up a bit. But my plants, some of them were not perking up.
Okay.
So they were asking for a bit of water.
Yeah.
So I've turned mine back on in my wet season maintenance mode. So it's not full-blown schedule. So what we'd advise for a wet season schedule is once it starts to rain a little bit, you just you could put it on for 2 minutes.
Okay.
2 to 5 minutes once a week just to clear out the lines.
Yep.
And another way to do it is a lot of these automatic controls have a percentage of runtime on the dial. A lot of people don't understand that dial. So instead of trying to change your actual runtime, you just click around to that percentage setting and just reduce it to, say, 10%, 5%. And what that does is just goes to reduce your runtime by 95%.
Oh, okay.
So that saves you altering the times.
Yeah, that's a really good idea. So that's a good tip to have right now. We all need to be pulling together to make sure that our dam levels don't become a little bit scary.
And the other thing with some of the my place, I don't have any automatic irrigation. I have battery operated ones.
Okay.
And you need to change those batteries regularly, so at least once a year, because sometimes when they fail, the irrigation will just continue on running.
Okay, and we don't want that.
We don't want that.
It's a waste, because some plants will die if you overwater them as well.
Absolutely. Absolutely, they do.
Very good.
So, yeah, so we talked about that monsoon, the maintenance schedule, which is a really good tip, especially when weather like this. And it also keeps those lines clear, keeps the ants out of them.
Yeah.
Build up around them.
Excellent stuff. Any other tips while we've got you trapped in the studio?
I am trapped. The one thing a lot of people think, I'll turn off my irrigation, actually turned off at the PowerPoint.
Oh, okay. So,
but we don't actually recommend that because a lot of them have battery backups in them.
Oh, so they might go anyway.
Well, yeah, they might go anyway. So just turn the actual control to off.
Yep.
So it's just... I'm doing my finger motion again.
That's right. Nobody can see you, Patrick, but that's okay. So Patrick's finger motion was the off direction with his hand, so you need to do that as well, which is good advice.
Absolutely.
Brilliant stuff. Hopefully your plants aren't too droopy and they're all okay.
Mine are great now.
But if you are suffering from plant droop, you need to give them a little bit of extra water.
Absolutely. So we also do say people have issues with the irrigation, they can always get onto our website and get the garden tune-up and organise one of them.
Oh, so excellent.
livingwatersmart.com.au.
And also you do the leak thing too. Yoo-hoo, I'm over here.
We do, so people can do the three-step leak check.
Lovely.
Yeah, so you just go to your meter, make sure everything's turned off, your dishwasher, washing machine, make sure everything's turned off in the house, go to your meter, write the number down, take a phone, come back 5 minutes later. If any of those dials are changed, generally means you've got a leak.
Yeah, you've got a leak there, and that's going to cost you cash. If it's on your side of the meter, it's your responsibility.
Absolutely.
What else you got?
Not much, actually. We're too quick.
No, that's okay. That was a really good Living Water Smart session right there. You need to look at your irrigation, make sure you're changing those batteries, do what Johnny Cash does, walk that line, look for those leaks. Otherwise, you are leaking your Johnny Cash down the drain with that water as well. Be water smart. Our dam is not sitting where it should be at the moment. And let's all do those rain dances so the monsoon will come back from its mini break.
From its mini break, yeah. Hopefully March it'll be on its way back. But the bomb at the moment doesn't sound so confident about the rest of this month. But March, they're hoping for it.
Good stuff. Now, Patty, you don't go on any mini break because we're going to catch up next month.
We are.